Okay. I know one more person at least. I don't know if there was anybody else that, you know, wanted to share, but I know Christine has something written that she'd like to share. Well, that's okay. And after that, I'll turn it back over to the... Oh, Gail. Oh, I forgot. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and she's one of my best friends. Oh, she was supposed to be second on the list. Holy moly. Oh, my gosh. You're right. There's love and forgiveness here. Christine, quickly, and then Gail.
Hi. I consider Word in Life to be the most spiritually nourishing and graced part of my life. I can't get over the breadth of perspectives from which we examine ways to come closer to God and to one another. The embarrassment of riches in presenters, from our own brilliant and thoughtful members to the authors of our books, give us wisdom and insights to mull over and incorporate into our lives, and gives courage and strength to face the challenging world that we are in. But the best part of Word in Life is all of you. Many have been coming for decades. The humility and open-mindedness and open-heartedness of you now in your 70s, 80s, and 90s and still convinced that you don't have all the answers, still seeking, is so moving to me. As amazing as the presenters are, your contributions are often even richer. Ephesians says, I do not cease giving thanks to God for you, remembering you in my prayers. God bless Word in Life, and happy birthday.
Thank you, Christine.